not knowing what we don't know. There is a Sufi saying that says, life is a bridge. Don't build a house on it. So let's disconnect from the idea that a bridge is from one place to another. Let's take a look at our opinions, how we see things. What we don't realize, unless we're very, very awake, and in a way very brave, ready to let everything go, what we don't realize is that every single thing that we think, that we see, that we have any opinion about in any way whatsoever, is sourced in a place that gave us that perspective. Just to exaggerate it, look at the fundamentalists, the fundamental Christian, the fundamental Muslim, the fundamental Jews. Just look at how closed they are about how they see things. But they don't realize they're closed. They don't realize that their perspective is restricted from the source from which they got the information. So we can say, those of you that are listening to this, yes, but I'm not a fundamental this, I'm not. I can now see that. I've had this experience. Consider this. No matter what experience you've had, what revelation, what opening of consciousness, still, if you have any perspective of good and bad or right and wrong or benefit and harm or possible or impossible, look at the possibility you are not seeing clearly. Clearly does not have an opposite. It just is. Now, there's a certain entertainment quality about how we think things are, or take it right down to the gossip level. Entertainment. But you see, when we say, this person is like that, or this is right, or this is wrong, we're still coming from a place that doesn't know. Not knowing. If you're really open, really available, listen, available. That means not holding anything, being with whatever is, being total with it, but not holding it. So when it's ready to move, you're not holding it, it moves. You don't even have to let go because you're not holding on. It moves on its own. If you're one of those rare people, which you probably are, or you wouldn't be listening to this, if you're one of these rare people that is saying, well, what else is there? Then you won't hold on to anything in any way. Wherever you get to, whatever sort of realization you have, spiritual experience, satori, you won't hold that either. Because, as far as I can see, until the unnameable, it's a bridge. It's taking you from one level to another level. And what, of course, we do is we keep building houses. Life is a bridge. Don't build a house. And we're building houses all the time. You say, yes, but I don't have a house. No, but any idea to which you're attached is your house. And not only a house, it's your prison. You're not seeing what could be seen. And the only way that there's the possibility for your consciousness to open to another level is not to hold on to whatever level you're at the moment. So the maximum potential in life is not knowing. This is my reality. This is what I think I'm seeing and hearing and tasting and living. Yes, it looks like this. And is there another level? Is there something else beyond what I am seeing and experiencing at the moment? Now, even science is now saying this. Right on the leading edge, science is saying the possibility that there's nothing out there. Not only is there no sound out there and no colours out there, it might be that there's nothing out there, which of course is exactly what the seers have been saying from the East. Maya, illusion, nothing is real, we're making it up. Let's go back a bit. Each of us is making up something different. We're seeing things, we're hearing things, it's different. Each one of us, we're all individual. Maybe subtle differences, but still, we're not all seeing the same thing in the same way. And of course, this is proved with colours. They do tests with colours. We're not all seeing the same colours. We just have an agreement to give it a label. But it's the same with every single thing. Every single moment. It's not that there is a reality. Everything is shifting. Everything is moving. Now, we see that with an electron microscope. Nothing is still. Everything, every single thing is moving. No wind? The tree is still? Uh-uh. Bring an electron microscope. The whole thing's alive. It's buzzing. And so are we. Everything is shifting. Everything is moving. Everything is alive. Everything is alive. With, we'll call it energy, but it's more than that. Everything is alive, and we keep trying to put things into little boxes. This tree is a such and such tree. This is a certain type of religion, and this, but everything is shifting and moving, and we're not allowing for us to shift and move. We keep coming from a place. It does look as though we need to have experiences. It is possible to sit, as happens in the East, for 18 hours a day and have realizations, but even there, it's very slow. I feel the most rapid way is to live consciously, have every single experience you can possibly have, but don't hold on to it. Don't build it into a house. Don't make a prison out of it. Have it, stop holding, and you will keep moving. Shakespeare had a phrase about that. All the world's a stage. And we're moving. We go from this to this to this to this. But the trouble is most people don't. They stop. Now I am a this. I am a father, I am a mother, I am a police person, I am this, I am that. No, we're not any of those things, not even in a moment. We're moving, we're shifting, we're changing, but we're scared not to have things fixed. We hold on to relationships way after they're over. We stick in jobs that are painful instead of, it got me here. If I don't hold, where will I go to next? What will happen if I'm not holding? Now, not only your relationship and your job and your house and your country and your religion and your, but your ideas, they are also evolving. So we can say, oh yes, Christians are stuck, Muslims are stuck, but so are atheists, so are agnostics. They're all stuck as well, because they're saying something. Instead of saying, it looks like this to me at this moment, and in the past I've changed, and I've changed, and I've changed. So don't hold on to this one either. Not even for a moment. Forget your past. It's over. It's finished. Oh, I was seeing a wedding car then with tin cans tied behind and all stuff tied to it. That's what our past does. Let go. And start your life now. With as little encumberment from the past as possible. Let it go. No matter how wonderful they were at the time, even if you've had a Satori, wonderful, let it go. Stop holding. because there's more. My experience is, and it seems to be confirmed from the seers of the East, there's always more. Don't restrict yourself in any way whatsoever. In each moment, unconditionally, totally, just for this moment.